Oswego Mayor Tom Gillen is running for re-election next week, but you won't see his name on the ballot. The Democrat is a write-in candidate. Should one of his two opponents win, Oswego would see its first female mayor or the youngest mayor ever. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Rome wasn't built in a day. That is the case Mayor Tom Gillen is making as he attempts to secure a second term. His opponents, Republican Billy Barlow and Democrat Amy Trasetter, are calling for change, while Gillen is asking for patience.
People have this conception of the mayor as being this, like the Wizard of Oz, you know, this guy that can stand there and make things happen. Believe me, my hands are tied most of the time.
Gillen says Oswego has seen dramatic change. He notes that sales tax revenues were up 8% from 2011 to 2014. In addition, Oswego is now off the state's distressed municipalities list. But that wasn't enough for him to win the Democratic Party's endorsement this time around. Gillen says he upset the party insiders by not consulting with them on the decisions he made in office.
Politically, I may not be very good at that, but I'm a good businessman, and I think if the city of Oswego was a business, I think I did a pretty good job.
Oswego County Democratic Chairman Mike Kunstweller, who also serves on the county legislature, says Gillen wasn't nominated because there was a falling out after Gillen raised property taxes 43% following an increase in sewer and water taxes.
Everything that I represent in the legislature of lowering taxes, doing things, I just thought Tom was going a different direction.
Kunstweller says he wanted a more electable candidate, so he approached fellow county legislator Amy Trasetter, who became the official Democratic Party candidate. She wants another source of revenue for Oswego.
Our biggest source of revenue in the city is sales tax revenue. So without our businesses, we're not going to succeed. So I will make sure that their voices are heard, that they are not being, that their efforts are not being thwarted by the city, but supported by the city.
Trasetter says that starts with investment in downtown Oswego. She wants to expand the port, promote Oswego tourism in the media, and bring a SUNY satellite classroom to downtown Oswego. But much of Trasetter's vision for Oswego is not available yet. She first wants to sit down with city department directors and, in those conversations, create goals.
It's important to get the expertise from the people who know what they're doing.
But Oswego County Republican Chairman Fred Beardsley isn't willing to wait.
I've heard nothing but, we'll talk to department heads and we'll come up with a plan. Billy Barlow has a plan.
He says Barlow has been very productive on the city council. As a councilman, Barlow tackled blight by authoring a tax incentive for home improvements. He also addressed Oswego's pothole-ridden streets by bringing in an independent filling service. 25-year-old Barlow says his youth is an asset for the city, fueling some outside-the-box solutions. For example, if elected, he plans to bring back the code enforcement department with a new quality-of-life hotline that residents can call to report derelict properties.
When you go to a job interview, they're not allowed to ask you your age. And that's essentially what I'm doing. I'm campaigning to be hired by the city of Oswego residents.
Still, his opponents say that inexperience in life and government is a detriment. Kunstweller notes that Barlow lives at home with his parents.
You can't sit there and say, you know, about taxes and sewer and water when you're not feeling the pain that the average taxpayer is feeling out there.
Regardless of rhetoric, this mayoral election may come down to mobilization. The city's registered voters are nearly split down the middle between the two major parties. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.